Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We've got a program here called How to Walk in Divine Health. And this series, we're talking about how the angels can intervene in this and go to work for you and help you in this process of walking in divine health. And how if you do not do what God says, they can do great and devastating things to you. Now, I want to come to the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless the word as it goes out. I ask you to give us knowledge, wisdom, revelation, and understanding from your mighty word. As we study it, Lord, reveal to us the truth of the word, that the word means exactly what it says. Father, thank you for your mighty word. Bless it today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. We're going to go to Matthew 12. We're going to talk a little bit here about what Jesus had to say in Matthew 12:38. He said, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart, he brings forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I, Jesus, say unto you, that every idle word that men speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. Now, if you don't have the good things of God stored up in your heart, you will not be able to speak them from your mouth. If you do have them, begin to say what the word says and begin to loose your angels to go forth and for you on the earth and make God's word come to pass for you. Now then, if you will begin to use scriptures like these great and awesome mighty promises, like Mark 11:22-24. Now, Jesus said in Mark 11:23-24, he said, if we have the God kind of faith, in other words, if we have the word of God stored up in our heart, and we have the God kind of faith, and when we speak these mighty promises, he literally said that we will have faith as we speak with our mouth and believe with our heart to move a mountain. And he said, if you don't doubt, the mountain will move. Most people automatically will say, when you say, well, if you've got a mountain moving faith, then you try to move that mountain. But you don't try to do anything. You do it with the Word of God. So we got these great and awesome promises. And Jesus has told us, like this great promise in Mark 11:23-24, that sets the angelic host in motion along with the Holy Spirit. Just to give you an example of some of the wonderful things I've seen God do, just like this Mark 11:23, I mean, every time I've taught Mark 11:23 or 24 in the last few months, I think about this mighty miracle that I saw God do one Sunday night. One Sunday night, I took this mighty promise of Mark 11:23. And just think, this is what it says. Jesus said, if we have the God kind of faith, we can speak to a mountain and command it to be removed from here and thrown into the sea. And if you don't doubt in your heart, that mountain will obey you. He said, therefore, whatever you say with this mouth, if you believe it with your heart, you shall have whatever you say. Now, I didn't believe that for a long time. But now then, I'm working on trying to believe that, believing that, not trying to believe it, but believe it every time I speak it. Because when I get to see great and awesome things happen, like I did whenever a man from Salt Lake City, Utah, had called me on Sunday night, and on Tuesday before, he had fell out of a big tall tree 35 feet up and broke his back. He was a doctor, but he was laying at home with a broken back. And there wasn't anything technically that they could do for him. So he called me at 10 o'clock on Sunday night, and I took the word of God, spoke these great and awesome promises, and it set the entire angelic host, it set an angelic host and the spiritual world into, that's already in existence, put them to work. As I spoke the word, they went to work, because I spoke and guaranteed that man that he would get a supernatural healing from our King, and his name was Jesus. And that man that was laying there at home with a broken back was instantly healed. I mean, a broken back was instantly healed. I've seen God heal backs of everything from a crushed, broken back all the way up just to a loose or a vertebrae, whatever. I have seen him heal so many backs. It is awesome what I've seen God do in the area of backs. He can heal anything, though, that you can believe him for. But I spoke the word of God, and it set the spiritual world in motion. And this man's back was completely healed. Now, if you'll learn to speak the word of God, it will put the spiritual world in action for you. If you're walking in love, in faith, doing what God says, then you will get to see God's word go to work for you and come to pass. If you'll continue to use these scriptures like Mark 11:23 and 24, or if you can move over to some of these other scriptures like Luke 6:38, start quoting these mighty promises. Luke 6:38 says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall man give into your bosom." So if you're a giver, say, "Lord, I'm giving into your kingdom." So praise God. "Lord, right here, I am giving this amount of money, not just a tithe. I'm giving more than a tithe. And Lord, I want to thank you that you said if I give, it would be returned to me. You said man would give into my bosom with the same measure I used to give, shall it be returned to me. If I give sparingly, I'll reap sparingly. But if I give abundantly, I will be blessed abundantly. So Lord, thank you for your word." Now see, at that time you are speaking the word of God, the angels are watching over this, and as they see and record the attitude of your heart, the intent of your, why you gave that money or whatever it was you gave, whether it be houses, lands, cars, airplanes, whatever it was, as you gave abundantly, God says, "Oh, now then I will bless you more abundantly." And he will do that. And great and wonderful things will become to pass. And men will give unto your bosom. See, this is why with these principles that God says and knowing about the angelic host, that's why we in our ministry, we don't sell the things that we make. We don't sell our teachings, our CDs, our DVDs, none of the videos or cassettes or whatever. We give them away. And we pay the postage, free and postpaid, whatever you want. We send it to you. Well, but we call God in remembrance of his promises. He said, "Given it shall be given to us." So we say, "Lord, thank you that we have the privilege to give. And so we know you're going to give. And you said we're going to receive many times more than we gave." And guess what? We don't ever ask anybody for money. Never, ever. And God blesses our ministry. We continue to be able to pay everybody and pay for all the materials and ship them out, postpaid. God does what he says because we set the spiritual world in motion by speaking the word of God. Now then, the angels go to work. They move along with the Holy Spirit on people's hearts to cause people to send resources into our ministry to pay all of our bills. But you got to learn to speak God's word and speak it in faith. Then he says, speak things like Philippians 4:13. You know, "I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Nothing is impossible with me because I'm a son of God. He sends forth his angels and gives them charge over me so I do not dash my foot against a stone. I am sure-footed as I can be. I will never stumble and fall and be hurt. I may stumble and fall, but I'm going to get up because I'm not going to be hurt because my angels are going to capture me and protect me and let me fall at a slow enough speed that I will never, ever break a bone or hurt anything in my physical body." Now, if you quote those kind of promises, those angels will be there to help you out. Now then, all these wonderful promises, if you'll just learn to speak those things, your angels will go to work for you and make these wonderful things come to pass for you. Now, let's see what God says your angel will do if you provoke him. In other words, you don't want to make him mad. Let's go back to the Old Testament and see what the Lord says when he said he sent his angels and he told the people what to do. But just like us today, do we believe these things? I don't think so. The average person don't even know them. I didn't for many years of my life. But when I begin to read this book in detail over and over and over, I begin to see these great and wonderful things. Now listen to what he says here in Exodus 23:20. The Lord says, "Behold, I send an angel." He sends an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared. Who did the Lord send? He sent an angel. This angel is supposed to go before this man. He says, "Beware of him." What? Beware of our angel? Our angel is supposed to be on our side. That's right. He is. But behold and beware of him and obey his voice. Do not provoke him, for he will not pardon your transgressions. Wow. For my name is in him. But if you indeed obey his voice, if you indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. Now, what's going to make this come to pass? Obedience and saying the right things. You've got to watch and do what the Lord says. For my angel will go before you. My angel, the Lord sent these angels, there's multitudes of them, will go before you and bring you into the land. He names the type of the lands of all these different people. And I will cut them off, all these other people the Lord will cut off. He says, you shall not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do according to their works, for you shall utterly overthrow them and completely break down their sacred pillars. Now, the Lord has told us what to do. We are not to bow down and serve anything besides him. So you shall serve the Lord your God. Now, listen, this is the first commandment also. And he's saying, reiterating this again, but he's doing this over and over and over with you and I. For you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water. Now, listen closely to what he's saying here. If you're obedient, if you go, if you diligently seek the Lord, if you obey the angel, and you shall serve the Lord your God and no other gods, then the angel God sent will bless you. And not only will he bless you, but he will bless your bread and your water. And then listen to this last statement. And I will take sickness away from the midst of you. I will do what? I, God, will take all sickness away from you.
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.